The search for the Holy Grail of planets continues. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Stephen Kane, associate professor in the Department of Physics and Astronomy at San Francisco State University, scours the universe for Earth-like rocks.
Over the past 20 years, the number of known planets outside of our solar system has risen dramatically. Our technological capabilities have caught up to our ideas, allowing us to discover not only more planets, but smaller planets that are rocky, like the Earth. One of the greatest contributors to this vast increase in planet detections are the results from the Kepler mission. Kepler is the first NASA mission dedicated entirely to the discovery of planets orbiting other stars. The results from Kepler have shown us that rocky planets are amongst the most common type of planet in the universe. The holy grail of planet hunting, however, is the discovery of Earth-sized planets which are just the right distance from their star such that habitable conditions might exist at the surface. We call this region around stars the habitable zone, and it provides us with a way to focus our efforts on the planets that have the best chances for harboring life. The newly published results contain catalogues of different classes of planets that lie within the habitable zones of their host stars. Our most conservative list contains 20 planets that are the most similar to the Earth in terms of size and the amount of radiation received from their stars. Undoubtedly, there is a large diversity amongst these planets in other respects, such as the composition of their atmospheres and the amount of water at the surface. For example, the atmosphere and surface conditions of the Earth have changed drastically since its formation 4.5 billion years ago, so the results of observing a direct Earth analogue would depend on when in the planetary history we were looking. The lists in the new study thus provide the starting point for not just finding a new Earth, but learning what the diversity of Earth-like planets really is.
That was Stephen Kane of San Francisco State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.